And welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report. It is 6:18 a.m. We are broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. We are joined in studio by our all-star panelist friend, Clint Brewer. Clint, there is an election going on here that probably not a lot of folks are talking about here. And that has to do with the Tennessee Supreme Court. You familiar with the Tennessee Supreme Court?
Yeah, I've heard of them. Yeah.
Yeah. They have five members. And, I've tracked a lot of their recent decisions here. And I think that as a judicial body, their decisions are quite good, actually. We'll talk about those just in a second. But the five current justices are Jeffrey Bivens, who represents the middle section of the state. Apparently, you have to have one judge from each section of the state. There are three sections of the state, the three stars on the Tennessee.
The three grand divisions?
The three grand divisions. Although, on the website, they call
you Californians who just moved here.
They are the grand divisions. On the website, they refer to them as sections. But, grand divisions is, I think, more accurate.
That is what they're called.
So, Jeffrey Bivens is from the middle grand division, and he was appointed back in 2014. Sarah Campbell, just recently appointed from the middle section. Holly Kirby from the Western Grand Division. Sharon Lee from the Eastern Grand Division. And Roger Page from the Western Grand. Those are the five justices. And the process of naming a Supreme Court justice is they're basically, nominated by, appointed by the governor and confirmed by the General Assembly,
right.
I believe. And we just had the most recent appointment, Sarah Campbell. Appointed. The previous justice had passed away, unfortunately.
A process that's been debated for many years.
Yes. And there have been back and forths about, how you keep them and basically the way it works thereafter. After you get appointed to an 8-year term on the Supreme Court, now the current process is you face a retention election.
Which isn't covered. Nobody really understands, and very few people get it when they go to the ballot box.
Yeah. And I think in the history of Tennessee, one Supreme Court justice has been kicked out, Penny White, back in the 90s.
The infamous two guys in a fax machine campaign
is
what that was called. There was a group that went after her. I don't really even remember what the issue was.
It was she let a murderer out early or something.
Is like pre-internet, folks.
Yeah.
So there was literally two guys in a fax machine sending out.
And it was a hot button issue, and she ruled in a way that people thought was wrong.
Right.
And she was rejected by the voters pretty roundly. She's now on the faculty at the University of Tennessee Law School.
Right.
But
by all accounts was actually a pretty good Supreme Court justice, other than this
That one was sort of considered pretty egregious. Now, we've got a circumstance where apparently the last time, 2014, there were a couple justices up for retention election, and they were it was controversial. But then Lieutenant Governor Ron Ramsey didn't like some of the things they did. There was some pack back and forth. They ended up being retained, but it was kind of bruising for them, I guess.
A little shot across the bow.
Yeah, but it's in it's the process we have here. It's the Constitution here. So. One justice is up, former Chief Justice of the Tennessee Supreme Court, Jeff Bivens, from the Middle Grand Division, is up for retention election August 4th. And I must say, I know Justice Bivens. He's an acquaintance. I would say we have a very friendly relationship. And I can say that he has done, from a judicial point of view. I've not followed all of the rulings, but I think he's been quite good in terms of the rulings that he's had. The Supreme Court on the whole challenges of the ability of the Republican Party to determine its nominees. The Supreme Court unanimously ruled that the Republican Party can pick its nominees under its own rules. That was a recent decision, I think, and Justice Bivens authored that decision. And I think it was a good decision. Also good decisions on several other cases. The voucher bill that was determined to be constitutional. I think they made the right decision there. And a couple other decisions that I think judicially, the Tennessee Supreme Court, I think, is pretty strong.
Can you imagine if we had retention elections on the U.S. Supreme Court?
Well, we don't, but yes, what an
imagination. What would that would be like?
That would be incredible.
See, I'm on the fence about the whole concept of the retention elections. I don't feel like they're not really elections, right? I mean, they're, you know, you could vote the person out and they could turn around and just reappoint them. I mean, it doesn't.
Well, it's, you know, again, it's designed to have some level of accountability.
Yeah, I guess.
And I will tell you, it is in the Constitution, right?
No, I know. Yeah, no.
So I am going to make some news here.
Okay.
Right? In terms of the Tennessee Star, 5.5 years, I've never said how I'm going to vote on anything. I've never endorsed anybody. Likewise, here on the Tennessee Star Report, 3.5 years, I've never said how I'm going to vote. I've never said we don't endorse people. I'm going to tell you how I'm going to vote.
This is a personal endorsement.
Yeah, just personal.
Okay. This is not the Tennessee Star.
It's not an endorsement.
Okay.
It's a statement of how I personally intend to vote.
Okay.
All right. On the Jeff Bivens, Justice Bivens retention election, August 4th, it's on your ballots here. I'm going to vote yes. I think he's a very good justice.
Okay.
Now, that's the good news. You waiting for the other shoe to drop?
I just assumed there was one, yeah.
Yeah, here's the other shoe. And this is we talked about this. We had asked the Supreme Court to interview Justice Bivens because there is an election. It's a retention election.
Right.
And so people are going to vote, and so they're going to need to know what the basis of the vote is. We had the impression not from Justice Bivens, but from the folks we talked to, that he would be available for an interview and would be available in studio. We called him yesterday. They said no.
Oh, yeah.
To me, this is a mistake because the people need to hear your voice. If you are on the ballot for a retention election, you should be able to answer questions about your judicial philosophy.
Well, I guess ideally, yeah, they should. But is it a mistake for him? Because then he's just drawing attention to himself. And most of these...
Well, you're talking about...
You're talking about one person in the history of the state who's ever not been retained in modern elections. I mean, if I were him, I wouldn't do anything.
Yeah, but you see, I'm going to get back to the issue.
He wants to get retained, right? I would do what everybody else does to who gets retained and just do nothing.
But there's a reason why the Constitution says there's a retention election, right?
Yeah.
And people need to be aware of it. And so we are disappointed.
I am talking about the tactical.
I know you're
talking.
I'm talking about principle.
Yeah, I know. But
I want to use this to go somewhere else about this. So this is disappointing. I think we'd like to have Justice Bivens in here. And we'd like to have him tell us why he should be retained.
1 minute.
I think that's a reasonable thing to do.
Well, I think it's very reasonable. I'm not sure if I were advising the chief, the justice, I'd tell him to do it. Not because of you, but just with anybody. I mean, like, why draw attention to yourself if you're going to get retained anyway?
But the point is, there's a reason why there's a retention election. That means the voters are supposed to have a say, and they need to have information. And I think the justice should provide, should make the case as to why he should be retained. That's my view. When we come back, I'm going to continue with some critiques of our Supreme Court having to do with a constitutional flaw, in my view, and what they should do to be transparent about the selection of Attorney General. And I'm afraid they're on a path that's not transparent. And I think the founders, including James Madison, would not be pleased with the direction they're taking. We'll be back with more after this.